He did the Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen thing, major, major, major thing, and the concert for Bangladesh, major thing. His own records were doing well. Then he takes a left turn and goes to Nashville with the same sort of momentum that has pushed him through those other things, and he takes on the name Hank Wilson and does a lot of country famous covers, and does it mostly at a great studio, Owen Bradley studio called Bradley's Barn, and with the A-Team, plus J.J. Cale and Carl Radel as Hank Wilson. I wanted to say that because several things. Number one, that record came out when I had my studio in Stillwater, 73, 74, somewhere in there. Kind of changed my life. A lot of people probably beat him up for making this country record. It's a great country record. Over the last year or two, I've been transferring the Hank Wilson stuff into the computer, listening to it and making mixes of some of it. We hope to have a release of the outtakes or whatever for OK Pop, for a flagship release on Leon, the first thing. There's a lot of stuff that has never been released. You can't overstate my admiration for the guy, and again, student teacher, and just like Bob, a belief in him. Then I listened to this Hank Wilson stuff with the A-Team players in Nashville. They were like the Wrecking Crew. They were the Nashville guys. They just played session after session and recorded a million songs. So here they are. Leon sometimes plays piano, and a lot of times he doesn't. The sort of famous, if not infamous, blind guy, Pig Robbins, played piano. You know, after Floyd Kramer, Floyd took off and had his own career. Pig Robbins is still alive and still playing great, and became the A-Team piano player, and he's on a lot of them, which is great because it's always great. And they're in the studio, and it's all live. There's no overdubbing, and there's no fixing, and Leon's young. He's probably 30 to 32, and he's just singing down these standards one after another, and it's just virtually flawless. And so for 40 years, as much as I admired the guy, I was just astounded because it's just song after song. Well, let's do this one. Here we go. It might be a ballad, or it might be a funny song, or Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms, or Legend in My Own Time, or whatever that song is, and just great. So that's the Hank Wilson thing, and he never turned loose of that. I wish that's what's bad, whether it's your parents or your teachers. I no longer can ask questions. Death, there's a finality, at least for us, left behind. Okay, well, what did you do then, you know? And I think part of the reason that Bob and Leon both let me hang around and Cale was I didn't bother him with fan questions. I stuck with working whatever we were doing. Looking at it now, I didn't seem to ever turn loose of that. I mean, I know that he loved that Hank Wilson deal and that persona and being somebody else in a way. Mm-hmm. Because there were masses of that with Willie Nelson, famously. I'm transferring a lot of that stuff now, and some of it is goofy, but most of it is breathtaking.